like to share just one quick thing with you. I don't know if some of you saw the gentleman I was sitting with today and talking at lunch. He was the brother of our brother Robert D. Callis, who actually, he and his wife were the directors here back in, was that the 90s, I guess it was, or late 80s, early 90s. Went to be with the Lord right in 94, 95 there. And as I was talking to him, he's quite well read. Some of the ancient spiritual writers and some of the theologians, he's read more than I have. And we were talking about a fellow by the name of Soren Kierkegaard, a Danish theologian. Not so much about him, but about a statement that we had both read recently that he had made, and it was this. You know the Beatitude, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You all heard of that one, I trust. Well, you know, he made an interesting statement about it. And he said it was basically this, and then I'll give you the meat of the whole thing. He said, you know, if Jesus meant that it was going to take us to become absolutely pure and perfect and sinless and for us to get a vision of God, he said, most of the Bible would be non-existent. Most of the times when God revealed himself to people and showed himself to people like Moses, like Abraham, like some of these others, you know, just go right through the whole Bible. He says, it would never have happened. He said, and he of course was a expert in Hebrew and Greek and all that, and he says, but if you read that in the original language, you know, you'll find that, now here's what he said, this is what we were discussing a little bit at dinner today. He said, purity of heart is to desire one thing. He said, that is purity of heart. And I was sharing that. I spoke on this, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago in our church. I told you I've been speaking a little bit about the presence of God. And I said, if you want to experience the presence of God, I said, here's a little tip. Become a person of one thing. Become a person of one thing. Become like the psalmist. Become like David. How often did he say, I want you. My soul thirsts for you. Like the deer pants for the water, so my heart pants after thee, O God. And remember, even when he sinned in Psalm 51, what was the one thing that he pleaded with God not to do? He says, if you're going to judge me, judge me. If you need to purge me, purge me. But there's one thing. Don't do this. Don't take your presence from me. Don't take your holy presence, your Holy Spirit from me. Don't leave me like that. Do anything else, but don't do that. And you see, that's why David, some of you were with us last night. You weren't here. You guys were all playing hooky on us, eating ice cream and stuff. Thanks for the invite, by the way. I found out tonight at dinner which one was left over, because that's what we got tonight, that chocolate one down the bottom. That was pretty good, wasn't it? But we were talking about the Ark of the Covenant and how that sat in the Holy of Holies and how limited the access was to that place where the presence of God was. But did you know David? I'm sure you all know this. Did you know that David used to just walk in whenever he wanted and just sit before the Ark? Just sit in the presence of God. Now, prior to David, the only person who did that was the high priest. The high priest. And he could only do it once a year. And if some of the information that we have in tradition is correct, when he went in on the Day of Atonement to offer that blood and those prayers up before the people, before God, the prayers of the people, and that censer, that incense before God, they say that he went in with a rope tied around his ankle. So if there was sin, if there was something impure about him, the glory of God could strike him dead. This way they had something to fish him out instead of going in after him. We talked about it last night. That's why we're chuckling over here. But do you know David? He didn't have that kind of an experience. He just had free and open access in the Old Testament. This is pre-Jesus. This is pre-New Covenant. Now, why do you think that was possible? Think he was special? Was it because he was the king? You know, that wasn't the case. There were some other kings who tried some stuff like that, and they got themselves into trouble. But you know what it was? I think Scripture bears this out. Because he was a man of one thing. He was a man after God's own heart. If there was only one thing that David could have, he didn't care about being king. We see that already, because when he was younger, he had a chance. Remember, he could have killed Saul a couple times and gotten the kingdom just like that. He didn't do it. It wasn't his military victories. He really never boasted much about them. Maybe even his harp-playing ability. Well, I don't know. Maybe he might have liked to hold on to that. I'm sure he enjoyed himself. He sang those psalms. But if there was only one thing he could hang on to, it was God. It was God's presence. It was being in the presence of God. And he even wrote in one of his psalms, I envy them stinking birds. You know why? Because I have to leave the tabernacle. I have to leave the presence of God. And I got to go back to the palace. I got to go back and do my king thing. I got to go back and, you know, make laws and do all that kind of stuff. But these birds, they can stay here all the time. They never have to leave. No wonder David had access to God. And as our sister was sharing that with us, who, by the way, has made some wonderful meals for us, thank you very kindly, I thought, wow, if we would be people, if you and I could be Christians of one thing, the presence of God. I want the presence of God. I must have the presence of God. I must have, we hear it often in our circles, as I must have Jesus. I must have Him. It's all the same thing. It's the same thing, just different terminology. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. You know what? If that's the one thing that you want, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are they that want one thing. Because you know what will happen? Jesus said it. You will see God. You will see God. If you want God, if you want God, you will get God. If you want other things, you will get other things. What do you want? What do I want? As I look at that cross, I want Jesus. I want that Savior who hung on the cross. So I was blessed by what we heard.